Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome back to the Rosecast, the number one bachelorettes recap podcast hosted by a male and a racial best friend duo.
Good to be back.
Season 19 of The Bachelorette. Our seventh season recapping.
Of The Bachelorette?
Of The Bachelorette. Just some stats. Remember maybe
that's
stats
good info.
And info.
Yeah. Sure.
Any other preamble topics you want to, you just want to get into it?
No.
Okay.
No, it was a great break. Great break.
It's a great break.
But great break.
I agree.
But I'm glad to be back.
Okay? Agreed.
Glad to be back. It was a much needed break. I'm recharged. I'm energized. Positive vibes.
And this is sincere, too. Sometimes AB says I'm re-energized, and I'm like, I don't know if he's actually re-energized. This is real re-energization.
No, I feel great. I feel great. Felt great turning it on. That wasn't always the case towards the end of that run. Okay?
What a run it was.
It was like LeBron's final run when he went on all those finals. That was us. Just fucking grinding. Yeah. And then,
and now we're too old to win a championship again.
He went to another team and like sat out the season, recharged. That's what we did.
This was us going to that Cowboys game in the middle of the season when he took just 2 weeks off.
Yeah, I remember that.
Faked an injury. Another thing that recharged me when I was watching this is first thing I noticed, all new music throughout the episode.
Well, you noticed the music. I didn't notice any of it.
Oh, you'll notice it now.
Okay.
And the listeners will notice it now. It sounded like they hired whoever did the music for Queer Eye and not the new Queer Eye. I'm talking about the old one.
Oh, the old Queer Eye.
2000s, like,
yeah,
you're shopping in Old Navy for a tech vest type of music. That kind of upbeat techno.
So you liked the music.
I loved it. It doesn't even matter if I liked it or not. It's different.
It's just different. Okay.
Little things like that make a difference.
Okay. Hey.
What did you think of the lack of explanation about
format?
How this is going to work? Beginning, middle, and end.
Well, I feel like nobody knew what was going on.
Nobody knows.
Jesse, multiple times in the episode, was like, man, I hope these girls know, I've talked to each other on how this is going to work. It's like, what are you talking about?
You tell
You're supposed to tell them how it works. He said that multiple times. I hope these girls have really figured this thing out on how this is going to work.
There were times, not only that, where he would go, all right, you guys want to know what's going on, or let me tell you how this is going to work. And then he just wouldn't.
he just didn't tell us. He never told us. We have no clue still. Everything has been wildly different, and we have no explanation on how it's going to work or why it's different.
I think that partially explains the ending we had to the episode.
The ending was one of the most bizarre, but also hilarious things I've ever seen.
I agree.
The whole ending, the last ending scene.
Any other behind the scenes, anything on the behind the scenes stuff from after the final rose where they whisked him off and then... Do you think that was really the moment they found out they were both leads? If not, it was a great acting job. It seemed like they really just found out.
I think it was.
Or were marks. That's also part of it, too, is I'm a mark.
Do you buy that they were... It was like they had like a day to get to go, like pack and go?
They sure made it seem like that. I think so. I don't know. They took Gabby home and then said, let's drive out in the middle of nowhere to film this 20-second shot of you in the mountains.
Yeah, I guess I'd buy it. Sure, I'll buy it.
Why not? Let's
sure.
buy it.
What do I care?
Gabby's grandpa, John, there was a moment with him, the most popular, currently probably the most popular person in the franchise, 100% approval rating, Q-score through the roof.
Off the charts.
He makes me think maybe the Sandler Bachelor will actually happen if they keep him in the fold.
If you think he's not getting a full episode where he plans all the dates, you're nuts. You're just nuts.
Well, consider me nuts, and I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he's going to be at the group.
You're nuts. He's planning a whole episode.
Love that they're staying in a different place and we get to see it. That's old school Bachelor, Jason Mesnick era, different residents.
I could have used some more explanation on what's going on there. They're in the same mansion, Joe Millionaire style. Is that?
Yes, but it's separate from the Bachelor Mansion.
But it's separate from the Bachelor Mansion. And the Bachelor, where are they? They're in California, right?
Yeah.
They're still there, right?
Yes.
The people are going to stay in the actual Bachelor Mansion. They're just staying in this. And do we know how far it is away?
I don't know the latitude and longitude. I assume it's a very short drive.
Okay. Good.
I'm glad they're close.
Good. I just was unclear on where they were staying, if they were staying together. It seemed like they were staying together.
Staying together. They're going to shoot scenes there, hopefully, of them just talking in between.
That's what I'm... Millionaire in our off season, I think. Or was that during the... Was that during the off season?
That was.
And we enjoyed a lot of it. Part of that was I liked them living together, the leads.
Absolutely.
And then just, coming down to breakfast.
I wouldn't hate if they had a butler in this.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a butler. Mansion. Absolutely. But I like the scenes where they're just talking back at home after a date.
Decompressing, debriefing. Yes.
Yes.
Love the March Madness selection show reactions from the guys who are already on the cast. Should put to bed anyone who says I came here for you is lying, because they showed them reacting to the live announcement and they were already cast. So. And then a little bit of background bits, little 3-second shots. I don't remember anything else on this portion.
At this point, I think it was Jesse says he's teasing how many people it's going to be. Is it going to be 30? Is it going to be 60? Someone said 60. Someone said 60. I said, whoa, that's a great question. I hadn't thought about that. Do we need more guys here? Is it going to be 60 guys?
I have a
double mansion.
I have a segment, double mansion. There should be two mansions and you have to pick which one you go to.
Two mansions you go. I mean, these are free tips. We're gonna give people. Two mansions.
They didn't think this through.
As you go, you can go back and forth between mansions. You pick one. Yeah. That's like who can take you on a date. There's a Rachel mansion and a Gabby mansion.
That's your pool you're eligible for.
But you can also switch mansions. So I could be in the Gabby and then I could say, you know what? I'm gonna go over to the Rachel mansion. I think something there. I think there might be something there. I'm done with this. You can go back and forth in the mansions.
You know when they take the luggage away and everybody inside is like, oh, imagine if people entered the building. Oh, so and so's coming over from Rachel's building.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow.
They took a break from airing. The break needed to be longer so they could iron all the... There's a lot of logistical things that need to be figured out even after one episode. Gabby and Rachel, the scene we were talking about, they're just chit-chatting on the back patio or whatever. This was a team meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Getting on the same page before a big presentation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They mention, or maybe Jesse said it, because Jesse then talks to them, it must be comforting having someone by your side for this. I noted here, I feel like we might have a little less nervous bachelorettes on the first night. We usually there's tons of nerves, obviously.
You're just all alone out there.
You're all alone. You're just standing there waiting.
I think that proved to be true. I noted that during the entrances, they were way more relaxed. It was almost at times too much. They were almost too
relaxed
with talking with each other. And the introductions themselves were almost like ignored, and they all seem very brief. We'll get to that soon. But you're right; it absolutely eased the nerves for them.
I can imagine if I was the bachelor, it would feel better if there was two bachelors.
Yeah.
Me and someone else just standing there. That would feel better for me.
No doubt.
I would be less nervous.
Chit-chat in between.
Absolutely. Yep.
Did you watch live?
No.
There was a promo, an unbelievable promo for casting the next season of The Bachelor. I'm not exaggerating when I say it was unbelievable. I will read you what the statement was.
Okay.
You know, they do those like, do you know somebody wants to be the signer?
Yeah, of course.
This is what the copy that Jesse Palmer read.
Okay.
Your boyfriend's a loser. Everybody knows it. Dump his ass and apply to be on the next season of The Bachelor.
That was it?
That was it. Aggressive promo.
So they're not only... So, listen.
Your boyfriend's a loser. Everyone knows it. Leave his ass and come on the show.
The concept of this show is... to find love. They're openly trying to split love in the real world up
for a 1 in 30 shot at maybe a short-term relationship in the public eye.
Trying to break up couples.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good copy.
Gabby and Rachel arrive. Jesse says, you guys want to know how this is going to work? They're like, yeah, we do. He's like, well,
yeah,
good luck.
I thought we'd know by now. Yes, I would like to know, though.
No information given once again. Any other comments?
I was very interested in finding out how this limo would work, too.
That's the main thing I wanted to know is how's this going to work?
I watched the limos, and I still am not sure.
No.
How the limos were supposed to work.
On Caitlin's season, and it's the other bachelorette who didn't get enough votes, whose name escapes me. It's lost to the sands of time. They stood apart. They stood separate. And a guy would come out of the limo and
talk to one and talk to the other.
Now, they talked to them both, but who you went to first was like a thing.
Mm.
And some of them were like, I'm only here for you.
Well, listen, if I'm standing up there and there's two guys and you walk to someone else first, I'm going to say, okay, keep on walking.
Exactly.
Don't stop at me.
But they were next to each other. So it was just like, I can greet you both. I can put my arms around you.
I like
both.
This. Yeah.
All right. Run through the limo arrivals.
Yeah, let's do it.
Zach, 25, tech exec from Anaheim Hills, standard fare. Pleasure to be here. Only thing I have here is I think his hands were really sweaty because when he walked away, assuming he didn't think he was still on camera, he wiped them on his butt.
He wiped both his hands on his butt.
Let me get that sweat off. Full camera view. This was not... I didn't have to look that hard for this.
Yeah, nothing to see there with Zach.
Jason, 30, investment banker from Santa Monica.
Let me get my pictures up here.
Something in common with Clayton, he says, and then he turns that into, I'm in love with my mom, my
love
sister, and my
women.
Dog.
This was pretty good. You knew the Clayton stuff was coming.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how it was going to go.
They didn't.
We can touch on that
They
later.
Apparently did not know the Clayton stuff was coming, which surprised me.
They wanted nothing to do with it. And... if the timing that we're led to believe is true, that would make sense.
They just got back from after the final rose.
They just got back from all that shit blowing up with Clayton.
Well, just the after the final rose. It's been months since they filmed. But yeah, they just got back from...
yeah, but rehashing all those
feelings
again, yeah.
That's what they do, though. That's what the show does.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you should expect that.
Yeah. This bet fell flat, in my opinion.
Main thing.
And I wrote too soon, buddy. This was before all the other Clayton stuff. Also, Gabby will let you know if a bit is a hit or a miss. She will just react in a way that's
like... I
like
that about Gabby, yeah.
She will let you know, and this was a bad reaction. She's like, No. So, Jason, tough start. Avon, 28, sales exec from San Diego. This is AB's first overall pick in our cast
preview snake
draft.
I feel very good about that pick.
I think you should.
I feel very good about him. I like him. I thought it was cute.
He also, I think, did pretty well later on in the conversation.
Agreed.
Nothing to worry about with Avon.
Nope.
Pick-wise.
Held each of their hands, promises to do right by them, one at a time. Promises to do right by them.
Jordan H.
Gentleman stuff.
Okay. Jordan H., 35, software developer from Tampa. This was my favorite bit, one of my favorite bits of the night, the earmuffs thing they played along.
This was my favorite, yeah. Noise-canceling headphones. You think they're? You think they could hear?
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean, what kind of headphones? There's no music. so they could hear.
Well, they could just be earmuffs. You know, like hear. when you big earmuffs when you're at a construction site or you mow the lawn. You can still hear. It's just muffled.
Yeah, they can hear.
They heard what he said. It doesn't matter. The bit was the bit. It worked. And they had fun with it.
Okay. This one's cute. I really like this.
It was cute.
He talks to Rachel, puts the headphones on Gabby, talks to Rachel first about her not having to move very far because he lives about an hour away from her.
From then he puts the headphones, Rachel, yes.
From Rachel, yeah. Puts the headphones off of Gabby, puts them on Rachel, talks to Gabby about being a nurse. This guy did his homework.
There was a lot of homework. Keep your eyes on Jordan. Here. Yeah.
Keep your eyes on Jordan.
Michael, 31. Pharmaceutical salesman from Long Beach? Nothing.
Farm salesman, yep.
Fortunate to join you.
Happy to be on this journey. I wrote nothing here.
Nothing here.
Nothing here.
Chris.
Nothing. Not saying he's bad. I'm just saying that was a nothing limo
entrance. You don't have to justify
that
comment to me. These are most of these are nothing limo entrances.
Yeah.
Michael's was one of them. Chris, 30. You might think, oh, nothing here. This mentality coach, I picked him in our draft. That rhyme, whatever it was, and the delivery of it made me regret that pick. I'm a little nervous about Chris, the mentality coach. You know.
That's fair.
Mario danced up in 31.
Did like a trainer. Deion Sanders dance going out of the...
It was a little
Deion
touchdown
Sanders.
Celebration dance.
Yeah, it was a touchdown dance. Very high knees. Electric.
Ethan, 27. Elect, let's not go. It was, he just he just kind of bounced up and it wasn't...
It was kind of weird because he was doing like a Deion Sanders dance and then they're like, should we
what's coming next?
There's no music, obviously, but then he's not really doing a dance.
Yeah, what do you call it, a dance? Too. It was a
then
movement.
They were doing... They started dancing because they thought it was a dance. No, he's doing a touchdown celebration.
Everyone is feeling a little awkward. It's still early. Ethan, 27. Ad exec from, I don't know where. I missed it.
New York.
He juggled. He made a juggling. He made juggling and catch puns.
Juggling women.
I'm a good catch.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I like that.
Oh, you like that?
I'm okay with it.
All right.
You got an issue with juggling?
No, I don't have an issue, but I just found a... Well, fucking juggling rules. That's not my point.
Okay, so what's the problem here?
I just, you know, you juggled
cute.
The puns. Immediately
fine,
after
it was a fine pun.
Yeah, I'm
with
fine with
decent
the
decent juggling.
I'm saying immediately after that, Rachel to the camera was like, these guys really stepped it up. And I was like, I don't know if that should have been spliced in after the juggling pun guy.
That's fair. Okay, when you put it like that, obviously that's fair.
They knew they had to bring their A game, and they did. The juggler.
It's juggling. He only juggled for like... Yeah, three seconds, too. He did one of each ball.
It was not impressive juggling. I think I could pull off.
Yes, it was not impressive juggling.
Kirk, the college football coach from Lubbock, Texas. Pump up speech. What did you make of this?
Kirk seems to be leaning hard into the football coach stuff. He even does some speeches later in the night. I'm big into that. I hope he continues it for the whole season. Just pump up speeches at all times.
Just that.
Yeah, I would like that. If he has no interest in both of them, I want him to stick around. Give pump-up speeches.
Yeah, the branding is very strong with Kirk already.
Yeah,
Logan, 26, videographer from San Diego. He had the baby chicks. Mm-hmm. Alive, by the way. Living baby chicks.
Well, yeah, you're not going to have fucking dead baby chicks in your
not
hand.
Not dead
rim.
Ones, I mean fake ones, baby.
What are you talking about?
I mean fake ones.
Some dead chicks.
There's no. My mind didn't even go to the possibility that they'd be dead. I'm saying fake, rubber ducky type thing. But no, they were real. And we knew they were real because naturally Gabby had a funny moment holding the chick. There is no scenario where you can hand Gabby a small animal and not have something humorous happen shortly thereafter. Keep track of that this season. One for one so far. Anything on
I thought
again?
She didn't want anything to do with these baby chicks.
I don't think the baby chick wanted anything to do with her.
That's also fair. Yeah.
What
do you think about that?
The chicks?
Yeah, chicks. Live chicks.
I think fine. I think it's a maybe a risk because on the one hand it could be cute. On the other hand, you know, the chick may defecate in the hand. You don't know what the chick's going to do. You can't control the animal.
Anytime you bring an animal into a situation, it adds a little bit of, you lose control. You lose a little control of the situation. Yeah.
You know, two chicks also. I forgot what he said, but it was like, you know, two chicks. There's two of you here type of thing.
I thought I should practice hanging out with a couple of sweet chicks.
Okay. I think most of the guys here are playing this wrong. I think you have to pick one, pick a lane,
pick one,
go for
stay
it,
there.
Invest in it, put your eggs, speaking of chicks, in inadvertent.
Maybe you come with a basket, you hand them both baskets, you have eggs, you put the eggs in the basket, one basket.
That's a little too literal.
You put the eggs in
the
basket.
Holding an empty basket, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. You're like, Gabby, I'm putting all my eggs in your basket. Rachel's pissed, but then you made a lasting impression on Gabby. I think you're right.
Strategy-wise, you have to pick one, go for it, especially if you're like if you consider yourself maybe a fringe contender, because you will be given a chance if the one or
if your
the
full
one of the
attention
two
is to
knows
one person.
This, you're here for me, I'm going to give you a shot. If they think it's split, they're going to be much it's going to be much easier to get cut.
Do you think they weren't allowed to?
That's a good question.
Because
nobody
did that.
Really.
You think someone would have thought of that, like...
Yeah.
Because they obviously probably have... I'm sure some of them have a strong opinion on which one they want to go for.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's a good... Hey.
A few of them did, but then they also, like... We'll get to them later, but, like, I think Eric was like, man, me and Gabby kicked it off, and then they showed him with Rachel immediately thereafter, and they did... I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you got to pick a lane.
Pick a lane, yeah. Okay.
Quincy, life coach from Miami. With the chest.
I think he goes by Prince, though.
That's what he says. I will I'll be the judge of that. This goodwill evaporated quickly, this smooth entrance. Surely he thought the intimacy drought speech would have a different effect than it did. I felt it was a weird...
He said intentional too much to start.
Yep. I think it was an off-putting intro for them.
I hated it.
Yeah.
And so did they.
And they basically laughed at it while he was still walking in there.
It's
like,
very weird.
Can you believe
I'm
that?
A person who is very intentional. Just a story about how intentional I am. Haven't had sex in a year and a half. Intentional.
Ooh,
intentionally.
Wow.
Strange story. Strange delivery. Even stranger delivery.
He walked out of the limo. I go, wow.
Wow,
walked in
Quincy,
the house, I was like,
Prince.
Wow. I was like, wow. That's how that changed quickly. Hayden, 29, leisure executive from Tampa. I got my eye on Hayden, and I had my eye on Hayden from, leisure exec? You want to get into that?
Yeah, I would like to get into that.
Hope a party planner?
I'm very
I don't
confused
know.
What that means.
I went in on that industry.
Is that a travel agent? Is it a...
I think so.
Is it one of those people that, you know... No, it's probably not that. Like, at a business that takes clients out just for fun. Like, their whole job is just to make their clients, they'll take them out on the town and have fun with them. It's just to
that
build rapport with them. That's what I'm wondering.
He is
but
an executive in the title.
Leisure executive.
That tells me, you know, jackets. Suit coat.
Yeah, of course that's jackets.
That's a jacket job.
I'm interested in Hayden strictly because of his title. I want to know more.
I think Hayden will stick around. However, he did make a Clayton reference, and this got us into the Clayton reference montage. Ryan, 26, investment banker from Boston, had clown hair with a Clayton joke. Johnny from Palm Springs had some rap about Clayton being a piece of shit, he says. A little aggressive. A song and dance about Clayton from a children's barbershop quartet.
What'd you think about that?
The Clayton references in general or the barbershop quartet?
First, I'd like to know what you think about the references. Which did you think were good and which did you think were bad? And then in particular, I would like to know thoughts on
give me a fucking
the barbershop quartet. Yes.
none of them were good.
Double, please show your work.
None of them were good, even if they would have had a better reaction to
the clown?
Clown one might have worked, but it depends on when it occurred in the sequence of these entrances. If it were the last one, they'd be like, all right, we get it. You know, the Clayton stuff. If it were the first one, it'd be like, oh, ha, Clayton's a clown. Ha, we don't like him. But keep the focus on them, not one of them, not, you know, the unrelated thing. He doesn't, his thing is the journeys are split now. They have diverged. You don't need to worry about Clayton anymore. Be done with it.
Well, the thing you have to also realize is
there's some situations like this, it's okay to rip the person. And they're going to be interested in hearing those type of jokes. But I feel like with the way that these two stories ended with Clayton, they want nothing to do with him. They would prefer never to hear his name again.
Probably. And also,
remember how bad that ended? Does everyone remember how bad Clayton
yeah, they wouldn't let us forget.
And
That's
Gabby and Rachel's stories ended? Clayton had, he basically begged Gabby to come back. And then she stayed for a couple more days and went on a couple more dates and met his family and shit. And then he sent her home again after begging her to stay.
Yeah. Not only that, there's two people involved. So you don't know. You don't know if they feel identically about they had different situations. You don't know how if they feel identically about them. There no time has passed since these guys have seen them on After the Final Rose. It's just a just don't bother. It's not there's no. The best case scenario is that they don't hate it and they sweep it off to the side. Worst case scenario is you piss them off. So don't do it.
It's not worth it. Yeah. Agreed.
The quartet reminded me of the greatest entrance, limo entrance ever, which is Wells's All for One.
All for One. Yeah.
Yeah. So just remember that. Anyway, talk about the guy who was behind the quartet. The guy who stepped out limo.
Alec. I liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked him. I thought the kids' choir song lasted too long.
There was too many. Yeah, there was like an extra, you know, couple bars that we didn't.
Didn't need all that. No. The chorus was something about Clayton sucking. They did two double
the
chorus.
The chorus was Clayton sucks, yeah.
Clayton sucks. They not only sung the chorus once, but sung it again. It was multiple
Whoever
choruses.
Wrote that was like,
was
we
just
can't just
long.
Have one verse.
Yeah, like, I don't think we needed two verses there. but it was interesting. And Alec walked out and he was stunned.
He seemed fine.
Yeah. He's the one with the interesting earring we talked about.
There's always a guy with a flashy earring. Yeah. And
this one's extra
beard.
Flashy.
That thing is dangling.
There's like it dangles and then it's got an extra
ice.
Dangle. That thing is dangling.
Oh, it's a double jointed dangle.
Yeah. It's dangling.
He wasn't on much. I expected to see more of him, I guess.
I didn't see him again, in fact. Or at least I did not note him again.
I guess I looked at the cast photos. I was like, oh, that guy's a look that pops. We're going to see a lot of Alec. We didn't.
Yeah.
James, 25, meatball enthusiast from Winnetka. They call him Meatball. They should call him Toast. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
No, I mean, seriously, though. You show up with a huge meatball, you're toast.
No, see, I think this guy could go far.
Do you really?
This is the right season to have a semi-fun gag entrance.
Was that a real meatball sub, Rim?
Yeah, because they showed a picture of it. They showed somebody eating it later, and they showed a picture of the meatball sub, and there was like a half of a sandwich taken out of it. Nobody ate it.
Well, I saw a little fake bite
you think
out of the bread.
Bite. Yeah.
I don't know if this was an edible sandwich. It
you
almost
know,
looked
not.
Too perfect. You know how when too you perfect. Know how when they do the commercials, and it's like they're using shit on it that is not edible to make it look better? That's what this looked like to me. I wouldn't have eaten those meatballs. I'll just say that. The bread might have been real. The meatballs have something on them to make them look more meatball-y.
Glue, yeah.
Yeah, they got glue to hold those meatballs on.
It seemed really balanced. The whole thing seemed really balanced.
Nothing
was moving.
He wasn't
struggling with carrying
it. If you're walking with a fucking 4-foot meatball sub, those meatballs are going
to
be rolling off. Was it 6-footer?
Falling.
Those meatballs are rolling off the sides. Sauce all over.
That's a good point.
That seemed too good to be true.
Gabby and Rachel also seem to find humor in, I guess, the phallic nature of a meatball sub. I've never associated meatball subs and thought like, like Beavis. They were like Beavis and Butthead. Beavis meatball and Butthead. Sub. They're like balls. I'm like Justin B, 32, physical therapist from Santa Beach. He was barefoot.
He's
grounded.
He's coming grounded. Because he doesn't have the shoes.
Yep.
I wouldn't have done this.
Oh, no. Being barefoot is gross. Outside.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be barefoot. No.
And in that mansion. Ugh. Don't take a black light around that mansion, folks. You don't know what those floors are. No offense to the family that lives there full time. Brandon, 23. Bartender from Carlsbad. He had the all blue bodysuit thing. I didn't get a
weird bodysuit though.
Yeah, it was like a.
You know how they have the Green Man suit, like on you know the, that was a thing. The real well, that's always
is that
sunny
a,
in Philadelphia.
City, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, so they have the Green Man suit, and then that became popular, and people were just wearing those suits to a to sporting events yeah. usually, and they're really tight, just bodysuits. But this one had like extra fabric,
it
and I didn't know what was going on.
Body. I don't think it was built for a body.
He was there. He was moving his arms, and there's extra fabric everywhere. It wasn't tight to his body. I've never seen anything
he was
like
just
it.
Just in a spandex
off-putting.
Square.
Yeah, it was a little.
Yeah, it was
unsettling
a spandex
scary.
Square.
Roby, 33, magician from Los Angeles, turned his card into a turned the card into a watch. AB, that's amazing. That's magic. And the boys inside loved the magic man.
They were eating up the tricks.
They, holy, I'm magic guy.
Well, shit. If I was there, I'd be eating it up too. If I was one of the other guys. If I'm one of the girls, I'm doing exactly what they did.
It is a travesty that he could not stick around and you know. Keep the troops entertained.
Keep the boys entertained.
I wrote here, this guy's giving me Ben, the Ben the Bachelor vibes. Remember Ben? Not Higgins, but Ben Flagnick.
Flanick? I didn't watch that season.
Flanick? Is that how you say his name? Yeah, he ended up with Courtney or whatever. He looks like him. He looked like him.
Center part? With the hair hanging over the forehead a little bit on either side.
Ben had
little,
the longer
like, curtains,
hair.
Little curtain, hair curtains.
He had the longer, like, Jim from The Office hair, just like him. Mm.
Before he after he started combing it.
But early Jim.
Yeah. Early doesn't Jim. Care. To, cool, too cool
no,
to care.
Cool guy.
Jim.
Too cool guy, longer. A little bit longer, not too long. Too cool to get a good haircut. Too cool to do much with the hair. That's the vibes Ben and this magician gave.
John, 26, an English teacher from Nashville, messed up their names. This was bad. I believe this is the one you suspected might have Michael A. characteristics from Katie's season. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay.
Possibly. He's only 26, so I don't know.
26. Maybe it was somebody else.
No, it might be. English teacher? Yeah, it could be.
Tino, 28.
A lot of things were said that day. I don't remember
much. You want the secret? That was a fly-by-the-seat-of-our-pants episode. Tino, 28, general contractor from Playa del Rey. Forklift. Good with his hands. Rachel, talking about eating this up, Rachel said no one could top the forklift entrance.
You two look forking gorgeous.
Yeah, they put the caption up there to make sure we didn't.
You didn't miss
we
it.
Don't want to write the FCC, the F word.
This is the first time Rachel or anyone had shown any interest in any of the guys to this point.
I think that's probably accurate.
At least outward interest. Like they weren't rude to anyone up to this point, but this was the first time it was like, I'm interested in this guy.
Yeah.
Not a good sign for everyone else.
Jacob, 27, mortgage broker from Scottsdale. This was shirtless, oiled up, riding a white horse.
Gorgeous.
Stayed shirtless inside.
I wouldn't have done
long
that.
Blonde hair, obvious early, you know, outsider villain potential. Guy who doesn't get along with everybody and doesn't understand why.
As he's sitting oiled up on
oiled
the couch.
Oiled up shirtless, thinking it's like, no big deal.
It was a good entrance, though. It was a good entrance. He looked incredible on that horse.
they went through all the oil and they said, that's not enough. Somebody run down to CVS and get more oil.
We need more oil.
It's not enough.
It's an emergency.
Tyler, 25, small business owner from New Jersey. Nothing. Colin, 36, sales director from Chicago. I like the husband material line. That's a little pickup liney, but they liked it.
Yeah, I liked him. Colin, yeah.
Joey and Justin, 24, the twins from Connecticut.
Twins.
Got the montage treatment. I did not think... I came into this thinking the twins would be like a big part of this. I saw
I
the montage
too.
Treatment. I was like, oh, they just threw the twins in there. You make a big deal out of twins on limo entrances, and that didn't happen, so...
Only three sets of twins have competed in the franchise. Did you know that?
I did not know that. This is cool. Keep going. This is like, you know... The Griffies, like father-son duos in sports leagues. Back-to-back home runs.
This was going to be part of my headline of the week. But
should we save it?
No. Okay. I'm doing a little different, little different first episode Bachelor headline of the week this week. Okay,
I've so I'll just give you. I've got a couple new segments at the end.
You got
of the
a couple
episode.
New things.
Yeah, whole new segments.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, don't say we don't switch it up.
Yeah, there's only been three sets. Only three. So Haley and Emily, who we obviously did a recap of them, and then Samantha and Leona, who was in 2003, appeared on The Bachelor. 25-year-old twins from Chicago, and then these two, Justin and Joey.
Good info.
Yeah, so three twins ever. I mean, when there's only been three ever, obviously we were both expecting them to last a long time.
Absolutely,
weeks.
I was.
3 or 4 weeks. Like, obviously, they're not going to win. Neither of them are going to win, but they're going to be here for a long time. And they're going to probably get a 2-on-1 is what I think.
That's what we said. There's so much you can do with twins.
There's a reason you bring on twins. It's an incredible story every time. I can't believe they let this happen.
They should not have let this happen.
No.
The last 10 minutes of the show should not have been allowed to happen in my book, and I'll get to it at the end.
No.
Jermaine. The crypto guy, 28 years old, from Naperville. He did the mic drop.
Oh, crypto guy.
A little weird as expected, I think, from the crypto guy. I don't know what the... What are you mic dropping? You didn't just... You mic drop after doing something, like, triumphant, and he just walked up and dropped the mic. You haven't done anything yet. So I don't know about
crypto
that
guy. I don't
Jermaine.
Know what to tell
you. Spencer, 27, grad student from Chicago. He brought them chairs so they could sit down.
This.
That was nice. That was cute.
That was cute.
Different.
Yeah, I like that.
Unfortunately, that's all he did. After that,
yeah, they're
like,
"Oh,
hey,
that's
we'll
it."
Talk to you later. Okay,
that's it. Okay, now we got to move these chairs because obviously we can't actually use these.
Yeah, no, it'd be strange to still be sitting here and the next person comes up. Yeah. Why are you in chairs? Somebody said we could sit down. Keep an eye on Spencer though. A little beefcake action, and although I felt the tapering was too much for my taste in the pant leg, Gabby loved the style. She called it out. And said, I hope this was Gabby's first. I hope Rachel's not into him.
Yeah. Yep.
So keep an eye on Spencer.
And just to be clear, I like the chairs.
Yeah, sure. No question. It worked.
At the end of the day, logistically, didn't work as good as it could have. But I think they liked it, and I liked the idea.
Well, it seemed like part one of a two-part set entrance.
Maybe something's coming then. Oh, yeah.
No,
well,
no.
You're saying he should have done something else then.
Yeah, you didn't talk to him.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything else to him.
Yep, I'm with you.
Hey, ladies, couple of chairs for you girls. I'll get out of your way here. That's not really how you would, the first impression you want. Spencer, could you get us a couple of drinks here? Like, that's what Spencer is to them now.
He's now just the worker there.
Yeah. You guys need anything? I'll give you a foot massage while you're on a one-on-one with somebody else. Matt, 25, shipping executive from San Diego. Two's better than one. You know, whatever. Nothing here. Yep. Luckiest guy in the world. A lot of luckiest guys in the world.
A lot of luckiest guys in the world. Yeah. Well said.
Nate, 33, electrical engineer, Chicago. He had the double-sided pillow with Gabby and Rachel. This is Killmonger, by the way, if you're looking up the photos.
Not enough a Killmonger after this moment.
Nope. Like I said, end of the episode, I got to... There are some
issues.
Things they need to figure out, and
yeah.
And the lack of screen time for a lot of people is one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was some talk about falling for the same guys potentially inside. Then we get to Jordan V, 27-year-old drag racer from Alpharetta, Georgia. Wild and crazy ride. Eric with CH, 29, real estate analyst from New Jersey. Did the tie-a-tie bit.
That was cute. Memorable.
Mm-hmm. Interaction.
I liked it. Interaction.
Closeness.
Up close. Yeah. Intimate.
He looks a bit like Nick Vial with a controlled mullet is how I would describe Eric's look. Out of the corner of your eye, Eric looks like Nick Vial.
I'm squinting a little bit. Yep, I see it.
Maybe not the headshot specifically, but in general. And that's it. 32 contestants.
32 men. They teased more.
31 entrances.
That.
Yeah, I didn't like that. 31 entrances.
60.
The most we've ever seen, technically, probably not by much.
I think they've had 30 before.
And yet, when it was over, AB, I thought...
That didn't last very long.
That's it? That didn't last very long, and...
They teased 60!
I'm over the teasing 60. I'm
saying
not, there was
I'm never
barely...
I'm going to get over that.
There's barely any... You watch the gags and the gimmicks, and the stunt entrances over the years, and you roll your eyes. You go, this is so silly. You don't know what you got till it's gone. You don't know what you have till it's gone. These were boilerplate. The craziest, there was a horse and a forklift, and that's it.
I think the problem was a lot of the gags may have been Clayton related, and the girls were just like, we're not interested in this.
Yeah, and they didn't hit.
We're not going to give you TV, good TV with this, because we're just not going to, we're not going to interact.
There's not enough, there was not enough grandiose. You know, they had the fire.
There's nothing.
The guy rolled up on the toy fire truck. Next guy's a real fire truck. That guy's humiliated inside. Or like, oh, so-and-so came up in like this, you know, classic convertible and everybody inside's like, man.
Should have done that.
That, you know.
Yeah.
It creates discord off the bat. Instead, these were all just like, get out of the car, walk up. Half of them, we don't even get to see that much footage of them.
Yeah.
And that was that. That was a bad batch of limo entrances. And it was short. It felt short.
Was short. I agree. Yeah.
And I think it's because this, typically, these have been 3-hour episodes. They still treated the first 20 minutes with all that background and intro stuff.
Although there was less 3-hour episodes.
Well, we didn't have the background like, hey, I'm so-and-so.
You know, when they're back at home recording them, they didn't have that at all.
They didn't have that.
I wonder why.
So.
Yeah. Disappointing.
Just a little disappointing. I've never wanted a 3-hour episode before, but I suppose for the premiere,
3 hours would do you well.
You could do 3 hours. I'm okay with it.
Agreed.
And then Jesse says, here's how this is going to work. He says, go talk to everyone, and then we'll do a first impression, Rose. And then what, Jesse?
Should we talk to them together? Should we talk to them by ourselves? Like, what's the he goes, do you have a strategy how you're going to command and conquer this? It's like, what are you talking about? You're the host. You're supposed to tell us how to do it. This is the first time we're doing this.
And no one's ever done
this. No one's ever done it before either. Please give us some guidance. How would you like us to do it?
How does the Rose standpoint work? Even. Yeah. Do they declare allegiances? Do we have a draft? Are we supposed to pick who we want and then separate them?
Are we supposed to talk to them together? Yes or no? That's the first question I need if I'm the Bachelorette.
Well, they knew the answer to that because the first couple guys they did talk to together, it was very obvious. They were like, try to do some dual discussions. They abandoned that quickly because it was a disaster.
It's going terrible.
But it just, like you said earlier, based on how they prepared us for this and how the episode ended, I'm not sure anyone involved with the show
thought it through.
Yeah, at this point in filming, I don't think they knew.
I agree.
Can someone get two roses? Or if I like a guy and Gabby gives that person a rose, can I give him a rose too? If I'm Rachel?
Well, later when they're talking about the first impression rose, someone's like, what if the same person gets both first impression roses?
I don't know.
Now, one guy says that'd be the same odds as winning the lottery. I didn't quite agree with that. I didn't know the answer to that question.
A lot of questions we don't have the answers to, and we're a full episode in still. We don't know. Anyway, on that note, let's take a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Cocktail party. Felt a little bit like Holy Moly, because they were outside and you could see their breaths. And it was pitch black night. It was 4 in the morning. Gabby gave a little speech. then Rachel gave a little speech, and then Gabby gave it.
It's going to be...
These situations are going to...
It's going to be interesting how these go. I think eventually someone, and when I say someone, I mean Gabby, I think is going to, like, take the lead.
I think so,
might
too.
Might be the actual lead, and then there'll be the secondary lead, who does less talking, isn't really... I feel like Gabby's going to step forward and start moving this in certain directions, and being like, you know, if something happens in the house... I'm going to go, you know,
yeah.
You know, when you know, with your parents, like one of them is like who you go to if something happens because they're the actual leader of the house. That's what we're going to get here. Like, oh, if there's a fire in the house, we're going to go to Gabby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to go to the actual lead. Yeah, you're both leads. But Gabby,
but like Gabby's the boss.
Gabby's like for real the lead, though.
I get that feeling, too. I get the feeling
I feel like she's going to be doing longer parts of the speeches. By
in the interim,
end of this.
Though, they're going to be going half and half.
Yeah,
and
it's going to be weird. Someone needs to take control.
Already, we are running into logistical snags. Yeah. Two leads means two speeches, full length, because they both want to.
They both have something to say.
Yeah, they
and
both
they
want
to
feel like they're
something.
The lead. Yeah, exactly. But now we're,
yeah.
You know, durations of events are doubled now. This speech, both these speeches individually were pretty long toasts.
But they're kind of intermingled, too. They were going...
Yeah,
taking,
they were like...
It was like two
Abbott
speeches were going on at the exact same time.
Yeah. First up, Roby the Magic Man.
Roby.
Hell yeah. And this was my ideal start to the night. Roby. Magic. Illusions.
Gets time with both of them at once. And it's tricks time. It's time to, you know, you're not going to get all that much dual time. It's time to really
this
show out.
Yeah, this might be it. Hey, in this situation that you just described, you have to bring your best trick. Your best trick.
Yeah, best trick.
Well, maybe not magicians. You end with the Big Bang. Maybe he thought he was going to get more time, but maybe you don't get another shot. So you have to come with your best trick. This.
How much magic do you want to do, though?
I'm doing like... a ton of magic. I'm maximizing my magic time. He's not there to win. He's there to. It's like that's like Jed. How many songs do you want to sing? As many fucking songs as I can sing on this show, I'm going to do it. Same with Roby the Magic Man.
I'm not certain Roby is any good at magic. That's the other problem here.
Oh yeah, well he turned one of the red cards blue. Have you ever even seen that before?
Yeah, shit. I feel like you give me a deck of cards, simple instructions, and I can do that easy.
Well, yeah, if you know how to be magic,
he turned the card into the watch. That shit's easy too.
You could kind of see the card hanging from back from behind the watch.
Was this guy even a good magician? Or did they talk him into... Is he even a magician?
He's definitely a magician. The man was showing off skills left and right.
He was.
You just came in a little biased.
He talked like
a
magician,
him.
Too. I'll say that. He was.
He did have
know,
a magician's cadence.
Yeah. Yep.
Now.
I mentioned here... So he's talking... He's doing the magic tricks, and then he kind of stops... Doesn't he says he doesn't want the show to be the Roby show. He wants it to be about them.
Bad move on his part. He should make it the Roby show.
I
magnificent
felt,
Roby.
I wrote here, this man is teetering on being very annoying or electric. I wasn't sure which one he was doing, but he was teetering. And I think we found out where he landed.
Well, talking to both of them was, that was always a bad, that was never going to work. They were out instantly, and they both, like, confirmed with each other, like, this sucks. They were like, this stinks, right? They're like, yeah, yeah, it's not just me. I'm not into this. Okay, this Roby's sucks. Out. There was just too many people talking. I wouldn't mind if Roby returned on the show on a group date where he just did a David
He's
Blaine
just doing
stunt.
The magic.
No, he did a stunt. He did a, you know, a David Blaine thing. Like, you guys do the relay race.
Roby returns as an attraction.
I'll be off to the side in the block of ice. Like, I dare you not to come talk to me when I'm in the block of ice.
Roby, man. Yeah.
I'll never forget him.
I'll never forget him either. I wonder if he'll be on Paradise. Seems like you could
oh,
use
God,
a magician
so.
In Paradise.
Hell yeah.
Pass the time. Everyone gather around the daybed. I'm going to do some fucking magic. Grab a drink. I'm going to put on a show tonight. An absolute show. It sounds awesome.
Roby would get roses in paradise. I'll put it that way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
First note I have about the twins. This was my immediate first impression of them sitting down with Rachel and Gabby together. Joey and Justin don't seem to be outgoing enough to get the most out of this twin storyline that I envisioned. I went into this thing, twins are going to be a big part of this season.
Yeah, I mean, the only other twins we've experienced on this show are Emily and Haley, and they were so electric that they got their own TV show. So that's how...
That's a fact.
That's how, you know, that's how much they lit up the screen.
Yes.
I you're right.
One,
I
like,
didn't
went
get...
to hometowns, I'm pretty sure. Maybe they both did, and then he left one?
They had a two-on-one, and then it was Ben, wasn't it? Or was it Higgins? I think it was Higgins.
I believe it was Ben.
Yeah, he went on a two-on-one with them to their house and left one of the twins there because he had to make the decision between the two. But they were so electric. They basically got their own hometown, and then they got their own TV show, and they were on Ben's TV show. Remember how Ben had a TV show with
Lauren? That's right.
Lauren?
You watched. People don't talk about that.
I watched.
You watched Ben's TV show.
I watched their show. I watched the twins' show. So yeah, I didn't get that from Justin and Joey at all. They seem
not
a lot
of charisma. Just
yeah, they just seem like normal guys.
One guy was like, I'm the laid back one, he's the not laid back one. I'm like, yeah, you both kind of seem pretty laid
I'm
back.
Seem
to
laid
me.
Back.
Gabby seemed, I think, weirded out by the concept of twins. She was looking at them like
I was confused on why so out they were.
What do you mean?
Why they were so out. On the
disinterested
in these two, they seem like normal, fine guys. I don't understand why they were part
of.
They were super duper out. It seemed like the conversation. I mean, it didn't go great, but they're acting like they did something. I didn't get it.
I didn't get what happened. I think at least Gabby maybe both of them just don't like the idea of twins.
Yeah,
and dating them out. Twins as you know their two leads. I don't think they were interested in this.
Do you think it was like? I see what y'all are doing here, looking at the producers. I see what y'all are doing here. I don't want to play along.
Maybe. Well, if you're a producer, that's when you say, listen, we got to do the twins.
We need you to play along, actually.
We got to do the twins. Rachel and Jason. The headphone guy from Florida, Jason. Discussion
the
about how
like.
He recognized their jersey. He explained his little entrance. Not a bad combo. Yeah. Ryan from Boston and Gabby, I thought this went great. Teaching her the Boston accent on the whiteboard.
These two have a lot of chemistry.
They sure do.
Joking around with each other. Kind of roasting each other a little bit. That stuff I like to see.
Gabby is blunt, and they were on each other's level with kind of the back and forth. Gabs,
we didn't mention this, but when the twins were talking to Gabby, straight up says to the camera, this is not working for me, which is refreshing to see from a lead. Refreshing honesty from Gabby. I think we're going to get all season. Like,
all
I just
season.
Don't want to do this anymore.
She just straight up, she tells you how it feels. And it's, there are times when she says what she's thinking and it's not intended to be humorous, but it's just so blunt that you laugh at
it's
it.
She's
funny. Like, yeah. No.
Not
she's just
working
being honest,
for me.
But you burst out laughing, laughing at Gabby's reaction.
Yep.
But anyway, Ryan and Gabby, good connection, I thought.
I thought so.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Two. I like those two.
Hayden got Rachel the birthday card. She loved it.
I like this guy.
And this seemed to me like I'm focusing on you, Rachel, move.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But yeah, this was cute and she liked it. Jacob, still shirtless by the fire, he has a list of things that he's looking for in a partner. Now,
well, the problem is, Rim, he had oil on. He would need to take a shower
to put a shirt back on. Through no fault of his own, he was.
When you put that oil on and you do that on the horse, you're stuck shirtless the rest of the night. There's really nothing you can do.
He could have taken a shower. There was a whole lot of people who had a lot of free time on this night.
That's true. Maybe you should have just taken a shower. But this isn't their house yet. The thing about this show is you're not there until you make that first rose ceremony. You haven't
put
your stuff anywhere.
For the oily guy getting all the furniture gross.
Yeah, I agree.
Gabby, like that on the by the fire, that's the only place you could have sit. They weren't letting him on chairs.
Imagine you have your best suit on and you sit down in the sofa and it's oily. That would be irate.
Yeah. Fucking Jacob. Gabby liked the concept of this, but was distracted by his cartoonish abs.
Yeah. Yep.
My opinion, this list was way too serious.
It was too long.
It was too long. You have to have some comic relief in this list. You're not wearing a shirt, dude. Don't give me a serious list of requirements on a legal pad. Like, have some jokes in there. Give me a gag.
Not wearing a shirt.
He's trying to have a business meeting.
You can't have this conversation without a shirt on.
Just so we're on the same page. All right, here we go. Come on, Jacob.
Come on.
Avon by the fire with Rachel. Little build up to a kiss here.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby just mentioned, I hope somebody kisses me. There was no kiss here.
He mentions it's going to take him a while, but be patient with him. They had a little chemistry there.
Walls,
I think she wanted the kiss. He's got the walls. He's going to be the walls guy. You got to break
They're
down
all
these walls,
guys. That's my point. Everybody on the show is a walls person.
I thought there was a little chemistry there, though, and she wanted him to kiss her.
Yeah.
He's taking it a little slower, I guess.
Regardless of the lack of kiss, I think Avon was a good pick by you. First overall, solid, high floor, high ceiling. He had a comfortable disposition
Avon.
About him, and he is cute.
Agreed.
How about Jordan V, the drag racer, with the car on site?
What do you want me to say? This shit's impressive.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You show me something that goes 300, I'm going to be impressed.
330.
She was impressed, as she should have been.
Hell yeah.
You see this shit? I go 300 miles per hour. The fucking parachutes come out the back. Are you fucking nuts? You don't even want to hear the horsepower on this thing. No.
He goes, you heard her horsepower?
You heard her horsepower? This is a number you've never even...
Highest number there is. My car here.
He was impressed, and so was I.
He was cool about it. This was cool, and
very
he did
cool.
it in a way that wasn't douchey. He wasn't like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't seem too braggadocious.
I agree.
And they really... the planes thing, they actually can bond over...
Okay, I forgot about the planes thing.
Engines.
What's the deal there? She flies planes? Is that the deal?
She's a flight instructor.
I don't remember
I
that at all.
Yeah, she was on her way to becoming a pilot on the last season of the show.
Oh, I remember her around a plane.
Regardless, connection here. Now, if there was ever going to be a time for a kiss,
it's by
outside,
race car.
In the dark, no one around, by your $500,000 speed race car. Big missed opportunity. She was like, dude,
agreed.
Look at this car. Look at
Come
you.
On,
just
baby.
Fucking
let's
smooch me, buddy.
Let's smooch.
It didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Mario with Gabby. What'd you think of this one? Speaking of smooches, packs.
He says he looks for, I think he said connectability, I think was the word he used. Did you note this?
Okay. No, I noted vulnerability, but, I'll allow it. It's under the same umbrella.
Yeah. He then says she looks beautiful, and they enjoy a nice kiss. Yeah. Okay?
It was
a long
kiss.
Did you, you got any comments on the kiss? Because I have some,
not good ones. I don't know if you want me to say them. Wasn't the best kiss.
Let me read a headline to you, Rim.
You got a kiss-related headline?
There's a kiss-related headline. Yeah.
AB burning the midnight oil, searching the web for these headlines. Watch out for spoilers.
This is from Yahoo Entertainment. Bachelor Nation is cringing over what might be the most uncomfortable first kiss ever.
Okay, I'm glad that headline exists because that's how I felt watching it. I didn't want to come on here and just rip it to
Where's
shreds, but I was watching it like, I don't know if that was the...
Here's some Twitter comments. This is the worst kiss I've ever seen. Watching that kiss was like, and then there's a bunch of funny faces, like, cringing.
A couple little of emojis.
Gotta be a top 10 worst kiss on national television. Whew, what an interesting first kiss. And then a funny meme. Us after watching so the anymore. Awkward first kiss. And it's that office scene where Daryl's trying to get him to use the eye washing machine. Andy. And Andy's like holding his eyes open for the eye washing machine. It's that gif. Us after watching the awkward first kiss. You have to wash your eyes out.
It wasn't Rachel and Brian. Not everybody can just, you know, do the sweep you off your feet in the dark corner.
What was bad about it? Maybe I wasn't paying enough attention. I didn't hate it.
It just was like leaning.
Who was making
smooch.
It weird?
It was both weird. They're both seated awkwardly. It was just like, and then afterwards she was like, I'm glad you did that, I guess. I don't know.
Wasn't it like four? I feel like it was four kisses separate.
Yeah, probably.
Four kisses.
But it wasn't like we got to come up for air. It was just like, it was like one of those woodpecker yeah. clock things that goes back and forth.
Yeah, I can see that.
It just was, it didn't knock my socks off, I'll put it that way. But it doesn't seem to matter, and Mario's obviously not going anywhere.
Well, she said after it, he's a good kisser or something like that, so...
Well, she had nothing to... She had
why don't you all mind your business? Yeah, stay out maybe. Of Gabby's business.
Maybe. It didn't look great on television. That's my... Maybe it was sparks were flying, the butterflies were going nuts.
Woodpecker clock.
That's what it looked like. Rachel and Tino. Tino makes a callback to Rachel being on the stairs. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah, this whole thing worked, I think.
Obvious, a kiss was incoming. It couldn't just be a chat here.
Mm-hmm. On the stairs.
And they do kiss. Well executed.
Changes her opinion on stairs was the, you know, the end, the tie-in.
Yeah, it worked.
Which I liked, yeah.
Then there was a little Gabby and Rachel chat. There was some soft flag planting, I would describe this as.
Mm.
Rachel has Hayden, Jordan, and Tino. Gabby has Mario, Kiss, and the Boston guy. Those to me were like, if they were picking teams, those would be their picks thus far.
Like back off?
Not back off, just it was soft. It was soft. It was like, oh my gosh, me and so-and-so kiss. That's kind of like, if I fucking find out you kiss,
so
we're going to have words. But it wasn't like back off. It was,
it was a respectful back off. I feel like if either of them breached,
there would be feelings hurt.
There would be feelings hurt. That's how I took that.
Rachel and Logan, talking about fears, I suppose, made her laugh. I think he's from Seattle. They're by the fire. He was smooth. And she had a real smile on her face, I think. No kiss. Lots of laughing, but no kiss.
I liked Logan.
Yeah. Then we got, this is Baby Chicks.
Yeah,
Logan
baby
is Baby
Chicks.
Chicks guy.
Baby Chicks, yeah.
Logan and Gabby.
So we get Logan talking to Rachel, and then we get Logan talking to Gabby.
Yeah, our first back-to-back.
Yeah.
Small talk, sneaking candy in the movies. She likes him. This occurred right after they both did the soft flag planting. Mm-hmm. Now they introduce us to a guy they both kind of like.
Yep. I like this.
How about Eric? CH with Gabby. Did this chat stand out to you at all?
This chat was going smooth. It was easy flowing.
Easy flowing.
Conversation was absolutely flowing. Okay? They're laughing. They're getting cozy.
They are so relaxed. They're so comfortable.
They're comfortable
in that couch.
They're melting into the couch. Remember those commercials where the guy would smoke weed and then they'd like absorb into the couch? That was them.
Yeah. Gabby is so fun and offbeat and willing to talk about whatever. Whatever. She'll just fucking talk. It doesn't matter. That everyone, not everyone, but a few people had real conversations with her. They weren't planned bits. They weren't sitting up in the couch, like, going through what you prepared. They're just acting as if they have known each other for a while.
I think Gabby is going to be a great lead because if she's vibing with you, you're going to have a great conversation. Yeah. It's going to be good. And if she's not, it's just going to be over quick.
That's a double-edged sword.
The conversation's over.
Part of what makes... I agree with you. I think Gabby's going to be a fabulous lead. But there is maybe a concern as a viewer that she's so
too
outward
blunt
with her opinion about people that what if she only likes three guys after 3 weeks?
Yeah. And then the show's just over. Because she doesn't even give the other guys a time of day.
She doesn't even pretend. Yeah. And that's part of being a good lead is pretending, like...
Yeah. That's
playing
true.
Along, you know what I mean? Not necessarily making them think I might marry you, but, like, you know, keeping you around, giving you a shot.
Gabby doesn't seem like she's going to be, you know, playing around with anybody.
No. If you're doing something, then she's over it. She'll go, ugh.
I think I'm gonna get up and leave. That's what she'll say. I think I'm going to go do something else.
You tried. But anyway. And they kiss, right? He goes, can I kiss you? And she goes, I think so. This is just a hilarious moment. This was just great, start to finish with Eric.
Eric's the mullet guy, right?
Eric is controlled Nick Vile mullet, yes.
Nick Vile mullet.
Nick Vile with a controlled mullet.
Nick Vile, if you're squinting, Nick Vile, but also if Nick Vile had a controlled mullet, yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's Rachel and Eric went pretty well, too. No kiss, though.
No kiss. Hug. They're laughing, having fun, too. I thought these two were... There's a little connection there, too. We get back-to-back, because Logan, they're both interested in, and then seems like Eric, they're both interested in. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Eric's chat went so well with Gabby, I thought this was a potential first impression rose.
First impression? Yeah.
Rachel does her first impression rose first, and she delivers it to Tino.
Tino.
Tino's the finest club owner in the city. stairs guy, Tino. They kiss. Now, this was a kiss, AB. This is... At the hands. It was steamy. This was real.
Second kiss of the night
for them,
too.
Woody Woodpecker.
No. No. You don't see any articles online ripping this kiss. I'll say that.
There's no...
I did not see any in my my extensive research
what
looking for articles.
What did you Google to see those?
I'm not telling you. I don't know. I don't share my secrets. No, they never have, never will.
Secretive Googler.
Never have, never will.
Tino was the one she mentioned as having an untoppable limo entrance. So, first impression rose, said he had the best entrance. Then
Remind me, what did Tino do?
Tino was the forklift.
Okay.
And she, after that, she was like, never seen anything like that. Just swept off her feet by the forklift guy. I'm building the case for the fact that no one else can win. Because after this, Rachel goes to Gabby and she's like, Gabby, it's first impression rose time. Nothing's more important than the first impression rose. She made the first, yeah. She was hyping up the first
hyping
impression
the
rose
first
like
that she had just given out.
She made it seem like no rose matters as much as the first impression rose.
Historically, I believe for the bachelorettes, not for the bachelors, but for the bachelorettes, the first impression rose has been
higher
huge
success rate
in terms of the winner or at least someone making it very far. Yeah. I think that's historically been the case. So I will agree with her there. That's where we're at limo entrance wise, though. That's the best entrance of the night. That forklift.
Forklift.
You guys look forking beautiful or whatever he said.
I think she just likes Tino.
After he was done, she was kind of like, that's my type of entrance or some shit like that. I can't remember what she said. Construction worker. That's what I'm looking for.
Anyway, so Gabby gives out her first impression rose. Like I said, I thought this was Eric. It went to Mario in the little corduroy number.
That's for the haters, the kiss haters.
Yeah, that was. She read the articles and she was like, you know what?
You know, fuck these guys.
I'm going to give this first impression rose to
kiss.
Mario.
It might just look bad.
It might just look bad. Sometimes they look bad.
In the moment, it felt good. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a good kiss. They kissed again, right?
Of course.
No issue with that kiss? Or
no, it's the same thing.
Same issues.
Okay. Same issues.
Okay.
I wrote here, keep an eye on them. Next time, we'll see if the heat gets turned up. Let's see if the thermostat gets cranked
up
a little bit. Yeah, because right now, it's you know, 64. I'm an 85 man myself. Leon. She mentions, she calls out, he asks great questions. He seems so sweet and genuine, you know.
Hey.
Good. The interaction went better than I perceived it to have gone. Now we get to the towards the end here. Zach says he hasn't had time with either of them.
That's tough.
I think Gabby says, I feel bad we didn't get to talk to so many. How many is so many?
I mean, they showed us like eight. So realistically, 24? Maybe they didn't talk to half of them.
So they talk with Jesse. They decide to bend the rules. What did you think was going to happen here? I thought they weren't going to give any roses out. I thought they were saying everybody continues.
Never crossed my mind. I thought they were just going to let go of a bunch of the people they didn't talk to. That's just what I thought was going to happen. That's what happens all the time.
Yeah.
The lead doesn't talk to him, and then they go home for night one, and then you have Grocer Joe. The ideal mate.
You think Roby could be a Grocer Joe type?
No, I don't, but... Well, the thing is, they talked to those guys.
Yeah, well, I got a lot to say about this. I got a lot to say about this. Well, first they talked to Jesse, and I think their plan initially was like, we don't want to cut anybody yet because there were so many people we didn't get to talk to. And then Jesse was like, yeah, let's cut the dead weight. I think Jesse was like, send some people.
You weren't interested in. Let's just get
just
rid
tell
of
those guys to go.
Let's do something. We have to do something.
I would have preferred they all got roses to this. This to me was uncomfortably humiliating to watch. This was so embarrassing for these guys. If you didn't watch, it's, you know, 9:30 in the morning for the rose ceremony. 32 guys are lined up.
The sun
is
fully up.
Oh, yeah. The room is packed. They're hanging off the rafters.
The room is packed.
Okay?
It's a full house, okay?
It's a full house. It's a full house.
We need to paint the full picture here because this is one of the great moments in Bachelor Bachelorette history.
I will never forget
it. It was a full house. Okay.
I can't believe they did it this way. I cannot believe it. I thought they were going to be like, hey.
I'm still stunned.
I thought they were going to say, hey, you know, we didn't get to talk to everybody. We'll try this again tomorrow. No, they said, hey, we didn't get to talk to anybody, but we did get to talk to you three losers. And we were so disinterested and repulsed by your personalities that we want to call you three out specifically and explain face to face why neither of us could even imagine keeping you till tomorrow. Roby, the twins, why don't you come on down to the principal's office? Just you three, 29 others, 90+%, you get to stay.
Sorry we didn't talk to everyone. With that being said, can the magician and the twins head down here? Please head down here.
Can the magician and the twins?
We didn't talk to
twins,
everyone.
Come on down.
A couple people we did talk to. Just with that being said, send the magician down and the twins. Please head outside. Please.
Immediately. Your time has come to an end. The tribe has spoken. You two have nothing to offer us.
One of the guys goes, whoa, this is interesting. What's going on here? Or something like that. It's like, they're sending those three losers home.
God, this was bad. I can't believe they did this. Just three, you three.
There were 32 people. They kept
not
29.
But imagine getting 10 minutes with Gabby and Rachel face-to-face, and like, I don't know, 10 or 12 other guys didn't get to speak to them at all. And at the end of the night, they pull you aside and say, you just can't stay. We cannot have you here. I've seen it enough.
The twins didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. The magician, the magician.
That was a fine conversation, just a normal conversation. You guys can't, like, get us you talk to us both together, too. Can I get some one-on-one time before you make a decision like that? When you're keeping 29 guys, you're not having a rose ceremony? Why did she get rid of the twins? Magician, sure. I would be in the same boat. I would have actually sent him home before the night. It would have been part of my opening speech. And to end this, that being said, can the magician head outside with me?
No magicians allowed. Clink. Get him out of here.
I understand why they sent him home, but the twins, that was completely unnecessary. You talked to them together.
They were
fine. Like a four-person talk. It was together. You talked to both twins with both leads. It was very awkward. Maybe their personalities didn't shine through there in that weird situation you put them in. Did you really need to send those twins home?
The number of people they sent home is like, the number was the worst part. If you send one person home, it's almost better than three, because it's like
three.
Also, just don't give them roses.
Of 32.
Like, do it normal. Do the rose ceremony.
Just do the rose ceremony and let go of a couple other people.
Not even. Let go of five. If you only want to get rid of those three,
do a rose ceremony.
Do a rose ceremony. This was like way more embarrassing to be told. This is why we can't.
Super embarrassing.
This is. We talked to you and like, ugh, we just can't do it. Neither of us. We talked to you and then we talked to each other and we couldn't even fathom it.
I can't stomach the thought of you staying
in this
house.
I don't want that talk. If I'm one of 32 guys, I just want to not get my rose.
I'll just head out.
Nice meeting you, and I'll just head out. That's it.
I'll just head out. Like, I don't want that talk.
They're outside. They had their hands
all
in their
together
pocket, like,
with my
down.
Brother, the twins, like, oh my God. Experiencing that embarrassment together.
What did the twins say on the ride home? Like, geez, dude.
Fuck.
What is wrong with us?
Twins.
Like, the magic guy knows what didn't work, and it was the magic.
Yeah. It's the magic.
Twins are like, wow.
The twins seem like very just average, normal guys. Not too flashy. Just normal.
Just a couple of dudes.
Just a couple of guys. No reason to send them home at all. I'll never get over those twins getting sent home. Because you know, as twins, they're thinking, you know, this is easy. Easy money for 3 weeks
minimum.
We're
obviously the only twins.
Or obviously, they're going to have some storylines, some twin storylines.
Yep.
We're going to be here. The hijinks of twins is always fun. Always.
Play tricks on them.
Play tricks on them. Anything. Yeah. Even if we're not serious contenders, we're obviously going to be here for weeks. So the fact that you got sent home after one conversation, incredible. Embarrassing.
Really embarrassing. Just really, just so embarrassing way to go about eliminating those people. Also, this just popped in my head. They should have definitely had one twin come out alone, go inside. And then they like sneak the other twin in the back door and be like, you know, he's talking to one, Gabby or Rachel, and then the other twin comes in, or maybe this could be a full parent trap.
I would give them two. Oh, a full parent trap. That's interesting.
Have them talk separately. Only introduce one twin at the limo entrance. Put the other one back door.
Yeah.
Keep them, you know, in different rooms. And then when the cocktail party starts, have Gabby and Rachel, or have Gabby talk to the one twin, have Rachel talk to the other simultaneously. And then they talk to each other and they're like, I don't know. There's something there is what I'm saying.
There's
you can do
there.
Stuff with the twins.
They
didn't do anything.
I think at a minimum, you have them come out separately and see if the girls even notice.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like third and then like 30
you do
second.
Third and like, the you know, the 30th. And then they're like, wait, did we already fucking meet you?
Yeah.
Or they might not even notice at all.
Or maybe he pretends he's not a twin.
Yeah.
Run that gag.
There's a lot of gags you can do.
Jeez.
A lot of stuff you can do with twins. A lot of stuff. But unfortunately, you were just too unbearable. We couldn't even.
Unbearable
the producers really
around.
Got. They looking at the twins.
We put our foot down.
I'm looking at my twins. Looking at the twins while I'm talking to them. The producers, they really wanted us to keep you, but I had to. You know,
we
I
were
had
ready to walk.
I couldn't do it. I was ready to quit the show if we had to keep you. You were just that unbearable. I couldn't do it.
God, that was funny. Listen, everyone. I know we didn't get to talk to half of you. You three in the back. See you trying to sneak on to day two. It's not happening. Come on down here. Get down here. All right. That's enough. That's all. Anything else on the episode before we get to the post-recap segments?
I assume the twins will get a second look in paradise and the magician probably.
I can only hope. I've never wanted someone to be on paradise more
maybe
than
have both
the
twins.
Magician.
Actually, I think one of the twins might be married. Never mind. I was thinking you could have Emily
twins.
And Haley and then
yeah.
And then Justin. And
well, they could be host options too. Those twins.
Emily and Haley?
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Bring them down.
They're electric.
Here we go. Before we get to the mailbag, I've got two new segments I want to try out here, AB. First segment, game ball. Who gets your game ball this week?
I like that.
You know,
just game
sports
ball.
Time.
Yeah.
Nothing special. Someone who just had a great performance, who did... Not necessarily like connected the best or just who had the best TV performance, who carried the show.
Sure, sure.
I was going to go with Eric prior to him not getting the first impression rose. I still think Eric did a good job.
Eric with an H.
Eric with the CH, yes.
Even though there's not another Eric, we still need to.
Well, I was thinking of Von Erichs, like I said.
Mine's going to Gabby Rim.
Okay.
She deserves it. I mean, she's earned it.
Yeah. The reason I didn't is because there's another segment called Tag Team Champions. So
what's
we have
about?
Two we have two leads this season, a duo.
Yeah.
I wanted to do something related to duos.
Okay, explain it.
I also thought there it's basically game ball but for a two person. Who are the tag team champions? So for example, the entering the season, it's Gabby and Rachel, obviously.
Yes.
But other duos will emerge. I thought the twins would be the natural duo to emerge and take the championship. Any duo can become the tag team champions. Two people get along. There's always duos on this
show. I think we should give it to the twins this opening episode just out of fucking pity.
Yeah. But now they have vacated the title immediately.
Yeah.
So it's open for next week.
Yeah, that's vacated. Yes. But I think they deserve it.
I agree.
They didn't do anything wrong. I'm with it.
All right. Plus, I kind of want to make like a WWE style. You know how they promote matches, like the graphic. All right. Two flop segments. The mailbag number is 773-234-7794. Do you have a question for next week?
Yeah, I want to know how you think this should work, because we don't know anything about how it is going to work yet, even though we're an episode in. How do you think they should be doing this? Rose ceremonies? Dates? How do you think they should be doing it? What I mean is, I think that's pretty... I'm not even going
to
explain.
No, I know what you mean. Because there's a million ways to do it. We saw it with Joe Millionaire, you know.
Do you want them going on dates together? All the way through. How do you want this to work?
Do we want two-on-two dates?
Hmm.
Do we want two-on-three dates? Where they converse and send one home?
Or two-on-one?
You don't have
one.
To give us the whole plan. Just give us any little, wrinkle dates. You think they could do. Two-on-one.
Two leads are the two. The person picks one halfway through, sends the other lead home.
I can't see that happening, but I'm open to all suggestions.
I'm interested in that, though.
773-234-7794 is the text line. What should they do? How is this going to work? Any ideas for this season?
Jesse needs help. He's clearly asking for help.
Floundering out there.
He has no idea how it should work. He needs advice.
I don't know. Okay, good one. The Rose League. We are doing the Rose League this season once again.
Starting next week, right?
Yep. We're going to wipe the scores. We're all going to start fresh. So if you haven't joined, there's still time. If you're in already, it will carry over. You were probably getting notifications over the weekend. Each week, we'll pick out from among the top 10% of scores, one sticker winner. And at the end of the season, a t-shirt winner. Now, the Rose League, if you're not familiar, is not a Rose Pick'em game. It is a... You score a point. They have a scoring rubric for various events that take place on the show. You get a lot of points for certain things and a couple points for minor things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it a point to provide more detailed scoring breakdowns so we know who scored big, what points, and why throughout the season. That's a promise that will fall off in short order. I can... tell you that I can tell you. All right.
So we're doing the same thing we did last.
Same thing we did last. Yep. The app, the Rose League.
Okay. I'm with it.
If you're in it, you're in it. If you're not, there's a link in the description.
To save your picks, folks.
Yeah, AB did that one time.
Multiple times I did that. You pick it and then you need to click
submit.
You have to hit submit. You can't just pick it.
Yeah. We're also doing the snake draft. So that Casper you did a couple weeks ago, I think I had
both the twins.
Yep, you did. Here are the updates for that. You had both twins, and I lost Roby, the magician.
Devastating.
The twins were like medium round picks for you.
I know. That was the heart of my team.
Yeah. You made a big deal about
the twins.
That was
guaranteed points. Those were guaranteed points.
Contributors. Sixth man of the year, the twins. Coming in off the bench.
Absolutely.
Giving
both
you 10, 14.
Solid. Guys you can count on. My team was based on them, basically.
Yep. So it's 14 to 15 now. We'll keep track of that.
I was wrong about the twins, but I was right about Roby.
Yeah. Yeah, you were. But I was, technically I was too.
Yeah, you picked them last. I mean,
yeah, I picked them last, but, you know, I was way more excited for Roby than you were. Put it that way. Yes. I wanted to see Roby on the screen. So we'll keep that updated. And thank you to our patrons who voted, pledged their allegiance to one of the teams. Some of you will win stickers. One of you will win a shirt based on who wins. And folks, it's anybody's game because they just are not doling out roses this season. So that's part of it. All right, headlines of the week. Do you have any more that you haven't already provided?
I got a bunch. This is just a quick Bachelor headline, quick hitter. Catch everyone up on what's going on in Bachelor Nation. Catching myself
up. Oh, great. Great job. Great
idea. Haven't paid any attention. Have no idea what's going on until now. Okay? Some of these range from I don't care at all to I greatly care. Okay?
Okay.
So that's where they range. This is from People. Bachelor Nation's Tia Booth reveals sex of her first baby on the way with fiance Taylor Mock. Didn't realize she was engaged.
Oh, how about congratulations.
Congratulations to Tia on both
Taylor
fronts.
Taylor Mock, I suppose.
I think he might be someone famous. I don't know. I didn't look into it. Didn't click the article.
A lot of famous people. Bachelor's out there. Oh, Becca, didn't click it. I like that.
No. Also from People. Bachelor's Becca Martinez. Remember our girl Becca? Young Becca?
Becca, B-E-K-A-H, yes.
Yeah. Engaged to Grayston Leonard. Follow her on Instagram. I already knew this, but congratulations to these two.
Congrats.
Bachelor stars Tayshia Adams and Matt James will play the 100,000 Pyramid. You familiar with that game show, Rim?
Hell yeah.
100,000 Pyramid.
Game show guy?
They'll be on there. I'm very interested in that.
Matt and who?
Matt and Tayshia.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Two leads.
Yeah.
Pyramid. $100,000 Pyramid.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm very interested.
Okay. They're going to be on the ABC game show. Okay. I get it.
Hell yeah. Yeah. What happened to Chris Harrison? This is from Distractify. That was
swimming
the headline.
In a pool
what
of gold.
What happened to Chris Harrison? He moved to Austin, just living his life. He's doing officiating now. You can go onto his website and hire him to officiate your wedding.
Oh, did you get the rate for that?
No, they didn't have the rate. They specifically said we don't know how much it costs. The website doesn't have it.
You got to call for a
You got to inquire, and then that's how they get you.
You got to ask, you can't afford it.
Yeah, if you got to ask, you cannot afford it. And then interesting one I saw someone posted on Facebook. The Facebook group, which, by the way, if you are not in,
ramping back
please
up,
join
sure.
Facebook group. I think, what is it, Roastcast Podcast?
Roastcast Nation.
Roastcast Nation on Facebook. Yep. Join the group. Things are popping. The Bachelorette's Cam Ayala undergoes leg amputation. Did you see that story? Interesting
that.
Story to read about.
Yeah.
I
don't know if this contributed to it or not, but I've read a quote from him that he expressed regret for not wearing... He's supposed to wear a leg sleeve, and he didn't wear it on Paradise because he was self-conscious about it or something. I'm not trying to imply that was like the reason that he did this, but an interesting story that we didn't get to hear much about.
And that's all I got. That's all I got for
good headlines. Yeah. Good headlines.
Quick
Thanks,
headlines
AB.
For you.
Wow. Back in the high life again. Back in the saddle.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Good episode, I'd say.
That's all I got. Oh, yeah, it was pretty good. Oh, here's what I wanted to say. I've been teasing this whole big thing. Totally forgot about it. There are a couple things. You can't double the number of leads without increasing the amount of time the season lasts. If you're going to double the number of leads, you want to have more people, more options.
60 people.
You want to have more episodes. But this is going to be a standard length season with twice as many leads. And after episode one, we still have a full cast amount
people.
Of people remaining.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, I'm wondering if we might exit this season feeling as though the relationships are thinner than usual. Just because they're going to split, the show necessarily has to split time between the leads. So we're going to see less of Gabby and less of Rachel than we have seen of every other lead ever.
Hadn't thought about that.
We're going to see less time with them forming relationships. They're also going to spend a lot of time on, presumably, maybe they were both interested in one in the middle stages.
Well, gimmicks. They're going to have gimmicks.
They're going to have gimmicks.
Two lead gimmicks.
So I feel like we're going to get through this. You know, this two leads was a smart idea on paper. They both were in similar situations after what happened on the season of The Bachelor they were on. But now I think we're going to run into, like, as a viewer, I don't know if this story will be as fulfilling because we're seeing two shorter stories rather than one grand one.
So you are concerned.
I'm wondering how, if they're going to, if it's going to, yeah, I'm a little concerned. I'm a little concerned because there's 29 people left. We have 9 episodes left. And if you look at it like we're watching 2 seasons simultaneously, that's a lot to jam in. Are they going to have 2 one-on-one dates and 2 group dates every week? Because if they do, those segments are going to have to be shorter. Will the group dates always be both Rachel and Gabby? What if only one takes a small group on a date? Then that's
what if they do
3 segments where you don't see one of the leads, or 2 segments, I guess. I don't know how it's going to work. I think they did this before they
thought it through, really?
Thought it through.
Now, I will say there's usually a lot of bullshit on these seasons that is easy to cut out.
I'll believe it when I see it in terms of them cutting stuff they don't need out.
Yeah. Are we sure it's only going to be 2 hours every week?
Well, there might be the occasional 3 hours. If there was ever a time to have a 3-hour episode, it was the premiere. But they wanted to push that Jonas Brothers thing.
I didn't see that. What was it?
It was there's a premiere of a show, I forgot what it's called, Claim to Fame, with 2 of the Jonas Brothers, and everyone on it is
related to someone famous.
No, one of the Jonas Brothers, one of the 2 brothers who hosts this, was not in the band. So the concept, it's actually clever to have him host. And who gives a shit about the show? But anyway, the
people, I didn't know there was a Jonas brother that isn't part of the band.
Me neither. I don't know the Jonas Brothers that well, but I saw him and I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? And then the people on the show are all related to somebody famous and nobody knows who. And you have to like guess, I guess.
That's fun.
It's a premiere? Kind of fun. Yeah. But anyway, back to the thing. I don't know if this is going to be.
You're concerned about the show, the season.
I'm concerned about the structure.
In the structure of it, yeah.
I'm not concerned about the leads. I'm not concerned about the cast. I'm concerned about how they're going to fit this in and have it be fulfilling to me as a viewer.
We have had no structure so far. They did half the episode with them talking to people together, and then I think they scrapped that and went to solo. They didn't get to talk to anyone, really. And then they didn't have a rose ceremony, and they randomly sent 3 people home in the most embarrassing fashion of all time.
Yeah. If you have 2 leads, everything becomes more complicated because let's say the duration of the cocktail hour, the filming duration, was the same as previous seasons with 1 lead. Some people got repeat discussions. They got to talk to them both.
Yeah.
Some people only got to talk to one. There's just more stuff to film and they didn't film it. That's why this, I'm certain, if we had a list of how many people didn't get to talk to the lead after night 1, this season would have the longest list.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they should cut it down quicker. I mean, you would think they would do that.
Yeah,
so
maybe you cut down the number of people
faster,
because you're not going to have as much time to get to know everyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, they need to cut
opposite of that.
They need to cut half. They need to get rid of half immediately.
I don't know. I just think there are some things they're running into that they did not expect.
I'm concerned that they don't seem to have a plan. Even like
we're joking
about what Jesse says, but I legitimately think I was concerned about how he was acting.
It's not like TJ where he's hiding a twist.
No,
he doesn't know.
He was legitimately asking them if they had plans for what they were going to do that night. And it seems like they should have been coached by you guys on how you want them to handle this.
I know.
So I'm concerned too, just about the structure.
Yeah. It's
going to be funny.
It might be funny to watch.
It's going to be
bad
funny.
Structure might be
the,
funny.
That
yeah.
ending was one of the funniest things I've seen on this show. I'll never forget how the twins got let go. Like,
I mean, they might as well have had security come in. Yeah, those 3. Get them out of here.
Yeah. 3 Cuff of 32 got removed. Cuff them.
All right. Thanks for listening.
And they didn't even get a Tahoe ride.
No, they had to walk home.
You got to walk.
That was the longest walk of shame.
You got to walk
down to the hotel.
Damn.
And little trailers down to the bottom of the hill.
Poor guys.
All right. Thanks for listening. I don't want that to make it seem like I'm not excited. The season's going to be great. Gabby, I laugh out loud 5 times an episode just from things Gabby says.
Yeah.
So we're in for a fun time, but
I hear you.
I don't know.
We'll see how this goes.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.